USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Former President Trump is inside the federal courthouse in Miami to be arraigned on 37 felony counts, charges that he kept classified and other documents he was not entitled to have after leaving office, lying about what he had, concealing some papers when federal officials asked for them back, and showing some of those documents to people who were not authorized to view them. Trump supporters, like House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, are raising the double standard argument and Hillary Clinton's email server.
It's unbeknownst to me, how can a country that believes in the rule of law actually have different forms for different people?
Connecticut Congressman Democrat Jim Himes begs to differ.
You know, they're saying that this is the same as Hillary Clinton, which of course it's not even in the same universe as Hillary Clinton.
NBC correspondent Dasha Burns in Miami says the former president's been posting on social media in the hours leading up to his court appearance, and there is more to come.
This is really about the court of public opinion, not what's going to happen to him in an actual court room today, but about the politics of this. We have already received his team's first fundraising email of the day. We are likely to see more of that as he hosts a fundraiser later tonight.
The fundraiser and comments happen at Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Authorities say the body recovered from the burnt-out wreckage of a tanker that caught fire Sunday in Philadelphia is the driver. The fire from that crash collapsed a section of Interstate 95, creating what will be months of huge traffic delays. Another sign of slowing inflation. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% in May, bringing the annual rate to 4%. Two men are in custody after shootings last night in Denver that wounded 10 people. It happened in the hours after the streets filled with Nuggets fans celebrating the team's NBA championship. The official celebration is set for Thursday. This is USA News.
Can I help? Who's next?
Tom's part-time barista is now a full-time actor.
Oh, you didn't hear. He got the part on Broadway. Yeah, great for him, bad for our finicky cold brew tap.
Now he needs a star understudy to fill his open role.
Yeah, he made the best grande triple shot with oat milk caramel.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We know there's quite a big difference between the wages of men and women. In California's Silicon Valley, they keep careful track. San Jose State University sociology professor Scott Myers-Lipton has some new numbers.
The gap is now $59,000. Both college-educated people, but between men and women, the wage is $59,000 difference. And that gap has increased by $7,500 since the pandemic.
The number is part of what Myers-Lipton calls the pain index. It also includes the growing number of people who need food.
We're providing food to more than 500,000 people every single month. Literally double the number we were serving before the pandemic.
That's Leslie Baccio, CEO of Silicon Valley's Second Harvest, one of the area's largest food banks. Authors say the goal of the pain index is to call attention to issues so policymakers can make changes. When it comes to food, a California casual food chain is trying something new. A drive-in that sells only organic items.
Amy's Drive-Thru is a business venture from the California-based Amy's Kitchen organic food brand. The restaurant will sell vegetarian burgers, fries, shakes, burritos, enchiladas, and soups. The facility itself will also be eco-friendly. There are already 4 Amy's Drive-Thru locations in Northern California, but this is the first in Southern California. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Day after the Nuggets capture the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. Knights up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.